Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We've been speaking about how you are planning on spending this festive season. Let's hear about how South African corporates are going to be spending their money and have spent their money when it comes to corporate social investment. Kathy Dove is the director of Trilogue. Kathy, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just take us through the operating environment or the economy for 2025 and how CSI programs reacted to that.
So at Trilogue, we've been doing research into companies' giving practices or corporate social investment for the past 28 years. Mm-hmm. And we've been estimating both the total amount of spend by all companies in South Africa and then looking at some of the trends and where it goes. But you asked me about the economic context, and obviously it's been a tough economy in South Africa. We obviously saw a decline during the pandemic and have had very low growth since and budgetary constraints on companies. Mm-hmm. So it's encouraging to see that despite this tough economic situation, not to mention what's going on globally, geopolitically, that companies have remained committed to their social investment. So we estimate that the total spend by all companies in South Africa this year was 13.1 billion rand. Mm. And this is just a slight increase. It's basically at the same level as inflation from the previous year. So such growth, I think, given the difficult operating environment, it's an encouraging sign. Mm. And another encouraging sign is that most of the corporates that we surveyed said that their social investment had increased over the past year and that they are expecting it to increase going forward. So hopefully we will see more growth in those social investments.
Kathy, when you say you estimate that 13.1 billion rand was spent, I imagine there's a manner in which you take an amount of numbers, figures, and data, you collate it with other figures, and then you come up with that. Can you just give us some insight into that?
Yes. So we used like 6 or 7 different methods to try triangulate and get to an approximate figure. So we look at the published CSI expenditure of all the listed companies, which we track down each year. We then do our survey, which provides us with some further info. We also look at the published net profit after tax of listed companies, because many companies base their CSI expenditure on a percentage of net profit after tax. The BEE scorecard requires 1% of that profit. So we look at profits as well. We also look at data from SARS in terms of tax income, corporate tax income, and total corporate profits. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of different sources that we look to. We also try to estimate, you know, the number of companies at different sizes in the economy and then extrapolate our giving across all those companies to come up with our estimates each year.
Okay, and then when it comes to who is giving, it's companies in mining, water, forestry, and chemicals. Just take us through that.
So all companies are giving something, and that's the positive news and the good news. But what we try and look at is also which sectors are contributing the most to social development. And what you've just mentioned is that basic materials sector, which is the mining, water, forestry, chemicals, they are the largest contributors. Mm-hmm. Many of them are actually required, in order to get their mining licenses, for example, they're required to give quite significantly into the communities around them. Mm-hmm. So that sector, we estimate, contributes around 36% of the total spend. And then the second biggest sector is consumer services. This includes retail as well as media. So we see a lot of this is actually non-cash giving. Retailers giving product or media giving airtime. Mm-hmm. And then the third largest sector is financial services, most of which is your typical cash investment or your CSI investment. Mm-hmm.
And when you look at where this money is flowing to, health and education seemingly getting the lion's share of that giving.
So not health. Health is actually the fourth most supported sector. Mm-hmm. But education is by far and large the area that most companies have been supporting. And this is a finding that's actually been consistent across our 28 years of research. So over 90% of the companies that we survey support at least one project in education, and it receives 44% of average CSI expenditure. So it really is getting most of the funding, and it makes sense because companies mainly do align their CSI to the business, and a lot of them are looking at skill pipelines, you know, to for the future of their business. So that's the most supported sector. And the second one is quite a broad sector, which we term social and community development. And this will include specific community projects by, you know, your heavy industries that operate in some of these communities. But it also includes support for vulnerable groups. And then the third most supported sector is food security and agriculture. And that, as a sector, actually only entered the top three during the pandemic. And I think it was during this time that, you know, the issues of hunger and malnutrition really came to the fore, and a lot of companies stepped in and have been supporting that sector since.
Mm-hmm. Something, according to your research, that has fallen, declines in funding when it comes to culture, art, social justice, which is so scary. Because if you look at a country like France, at least 100 billion euros annually come from arts and culture. More than 1.3 million people, according to europaregina.eu, employed because of those industries. When we see a decline in funding or in giving to those spaces in South Africa, what are the ramifications? Why are we seeing that?
Yeah, you're right. It is quite an alarming finding. And just to say that it's actually a decline from a very small base. So from the CSI, there are not that many companies supporting social justice and the arts and arts and culture as there are these other sectors. And they actually have been always the least supported sectors and even declining. So I think the first thing companies do with the CSIs look at these basic needs of food security and education, health, etc. Saying that, I think a lot of sponsorships for the arts, for example, would come out of different corporate budgets. So these would come out of your marketing or sponsorship budgets. So a lot of that won't be captured, you know, in the research and the data that we do. So I think there is still... Sports is the same thing. You get some CSI directed towards sports development, but I think a much larger share of support for sports comes from sponsorships. So it may be that support's coming from different areas of the business, but certainly through CSI, we've always seen those sectors as receiving the least of the CSI expenditure.
When we look, and I'm speaking anecdotally here, but there seems to be an increase in non-profit organizations, charitable organizations reaching out, having fundraising to say we're really struggling to look after whichever cause they're looking after, whether it's feeding children, looking after abused women, and asking for donations. What's the state of non-profit organizations, charitable organizations that rely on this kind of CSI initiative?
Yeah, so as you say, non-profits have really faced a challenging funding environment. Not only has, you know, CSI been flat, essentially, in real terms, but we saw USAID and other development aid getting drastically cut earlier in the year, as well as PEPFAR. This has obviously impacted a lot of nonprofits. Saying that, from our research, 97% of the companies supported at least one, usually more, nonprofit, and 68% of that total expenditure goes towards nonprofits. I think it's interesting to note that, because we also survey the nonprofits themselves, and 70% of those that we survey do get some funding from corporates. And although corporate funding is the biggest type of funding that nonprofits in our sample received, it only accounts for 29% of the total. So most nonprofits have quite a diversified funding streams, with corporate funding accounting for only 29% on average. So most of them are not reliant solely on corporates. And do get funding elsewhere, but it has been a challenging environment. We did see, though, in our nonprofit survey that more nonprofits in our sample have had an increased income over the last year than a decrease, which was some positive news. We also expected more of the nonprofits to have been impacted by those foreign aid cuts. But we found that around 20% of them had been impacted, and these were largely in the health sector.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to looking forward, when it comes to the CSI space, we've spoken about the gaps and challenges that are there. If somebody is one of those lucky people responsible for being able to give and contribute towards this country and people who are less fortunate, how do you think they should be thinking about where to put money into going forward?
So for companies, I mean, there's so much need in every sector. So we do recommend that companies practice what we call strategic CSI. So CSI that's aligned to their business, either, you know, in the same geography or geographic area, or CSI where they can contribute product and expertise, as well as just cash. So if you think of the telecom companies, you know, providing connectivity to many programs, providing technology. So we really look for companies to try and align what they do in their core business to their giving. And then I'd say the other thing, you know, we've been researching the trends in corporate social investment for all these years, and we've seen a recognition that these kind of standalone projects, although they definitely improve the lives of thousands of people, they haven't had a change, you know, they haven't managed to change the system. So looking forward, we are looking to corporates to think about how they can use what's actually a relatively small amount relative to the government expenditure to actually leverage and change that system. So whether they're doing that through kind of collective initiatives or whether they're piloting innovations that can then be taken to scale in the system, but certainly working more with the system to try and shift things beyond a kind of project level.
Mm-hmm. Cathy Dove, the director at Trialogue, just talking to us about South African corporates, how they are spending, how they have spent in the last year, and also looking forward. Really appreciate your time on Kaya Biz this evening, Cathy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It is 1 minute to seven. At the top of the hour, we'll be speaking about traffic fines. People are getting stricter. They are bringing together resources to ensure that the over 32 million fines are dealt with. Let me know if you've got traffic fines. If you are concerned about that, or you feel this auto thing has taken so long, it's not going to do anything. 063-688-0959 is our WhatsApp line.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.